Ukrainian officials said Monday the death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the city of Dnipro Saturday has risen to at least 40, with rescue crews still searching the rubble for survivors. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova gave VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Monday some insight into the situation on the ground in Dnipro.
Over 30 people are confirmed missing, so rescue operation is still ongoing. It's third day in a row now, and some people still could be under the rubble. To be honest, the chances that a rescue team would find someone alive is still really very, very small. In general, 75 people were injured due to this attack, including 14 children. 30 people remain in the hospital. 12 of them are in very serious condition, and rescue team managed to save 39 people, including 6 children.
In the wake of the attack on Dnipro, one of the deadliest strikes against civilians since the war started, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock Monday called for a special tribunal to prosecute Russian leaders. Baerbock called for a new format of court to bring Russian leaders to justice for their invasion of Ukraine, possibly using Ukrainian law but based abroad with international judges. In a speech to the Hague Academy of International Law Monday, Baerbock said there needs to be a clear message to the Russian leadership here and now that a war of aggression will not go unpunished. The International Criminal Court is investigating alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine, but under rules adopted in 2018, it cannot prosecute Russia as it's not a member of the court. The Kremlin Monday once again denied it has ever targeted civilians in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Nepal is in mourning Monday for the 68 people who died when a plane crashed approaching Pokhara Airport. 4 people remain unaccounted for. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Rescue workers are descending down a 984-foot gorge to continue the search where 2 more bodies were recovered on Monday morning. Scores of relatives and loved ones wait outside a hospital in the tourist town of Pokhara for information. One, Vimala Bandari, had discovered her friend had died on the flight from Kathmandu. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the country's Civil Aviation Authority says a flight data recorder and a cockpit voice recorder have been retrieved. It remains unclear what caused the crash, the country's deadliest airplane accident in 3 decades, which took place amid mild, non-windy weather. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Severe weather struck the southern United States over the weekend, and after tornadoes ravaged the city of Selma, Alabama, church members there are sending prayers for lives spared and for lives lost elsewhere. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Reverend David Nichols told his Selma congregation there was still much to be grateful for as he held Sunday services on the lawn amid debris from a tornado that hit the Cross Point Christian Church.
I thank God that he even has grace and mercy in the middle of the storm.
At the Blue Jean Selma Church, Pastor Bob Armstrong told parishioners what he told business owner Mel Gilmer, who was inside his one-story brick building on Broad Street when the roof was torn off.
God saved him. He's not done.
Churches anchored the community for many in this historic city that played an integral part in the civil rights movement. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a 1965 voting rights march from Selma to Montgomery from Brown Chapel AME Church, now led by the Reverend Leotis Strong.
It might cause us to see that we really need each other even more.
I'm Jennifer King.
Anti-poverty group Oxfam says companies making big profits as inflation surges should face windfall taxes to help cut global inequality. That's one of the recommendations in a report Oxfam released Monday as the World Economic Forum's annual meeting of political and business elites gets underway in the Swiss resort of Davos. Oxfam says that over the past 2 years, the world's super-rich 1% have gained nearly twice as much wealth as the remaining 99% combined. Meanwhile, at least 1.7 billion workers live in countries where inflation is outpacing their wage growth. That even as billionaires' fortunes, the Oxfam report says, are rising by $2.7 billion a day. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.
It's on VOA1.